Why would it be in there?
Stamps yesterday.
No, that's not true. In fact, I think we got a few minutes.
Okay.
I can look it up and prove it to you.
All right, no problem.
So just be patient. I got to switch to a different
here from somebody else's mailing
a
list.
A different browser here.
My printer don't work with a fuck, so I need to get it fixed. But, oh well. Oh, I went ahead and printed y'all some reading stuff here about Obongo and the election. Okay? No. It's from a blog. It's just something about the election. It's a weblog. Blog. Yeah, it's just somebody writing some bullshit. Okay. Well, what happens usually a blog is...
Okay, I just looked it up and there's nothing.
Requires...
So I don't know who's saying that there's something under that name, but there just isn't.
Oh, a blog requires a...
okay, it's just that simple.
It's a database here as opposed to a web page here. It's what somebody writes up here. It's
whoever says that is a liar. Okay, well, here.
No, you can get some.
I'll free. Click on that.
Of course, the free
I'll click on that link.
Tennessee, if some little shit-skinned mamzer from Mentor goes ahead and bitches about how it's hateful here, you know, it's going to be taken down here. You know, that's why you want to
get a
blog here when you're someone like me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
From the German. Okay, it says Dutch.
Had one and it got taken
Dutch
down.
Dutch and Jewish. Very interesting.
One.
Okay.
My print-up page is
but I made it up.
Okay.
Hi, Tip.
No, okay.
Okay.
I'm working on it. All right. Can I go ahead and call you back? Can I go
but
ahead and call you back?
There are very, very few people with that name.
All right. Bye-bye.
And,
half hour, sorry.
That's because I made it up. As I told Skip Baker, it's a name that I made up for my rock and roll band. Now, I'm not going to reveal my real surname. That's very Germanic. Okay. Although I know that, Ray Larson does know it because he actually had the FBI dig into my, as I said, he had the FBI dig into my military records and my college records. But all that does is prove that I'm not a Jew. You have to wait for Greg to call in because I don't know where he left. Left off last time. In the Book of Jasher. I think we were in chapter 21, but I can't make a guess. Well, yeah, obviously Actually, the Jews borrowed their surnames from the Germans. Everybody knows that. But they usually change the spelling somewhat. So, like Mendelssohn, the German spelling is S-O-H-N, and then the Jews would have changed it to S-O-N. But then it's not always the case either. So, Fink, to give you, look up the name Fink, and you'll see there's way more connections to Jews with the name Fink. So that doesn't prove anything. Because he calls me a Jew, he calls me a rabbi, and those are lies. Now he's calling me a faggot. It's defamation. And plus, he's, that video of me is a clear indication of fabrication of evidence. You just don't do stuff like that. That's not Christian. Okay. Hmm. Okay, how you doing, Greg?
How you like?
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Well.
Yeah, I was just telling people in the chat room that Rick Adams admitted that his, that's not his real name. So, I told him they should tell Skip and he can start making, videos of, Rick Adams claiming he's a Jew. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this whole matter is, I don't know, it's got to be a frustration to you to have that kind of nonsense swirling around. Just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's got into Skip, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe all those cartoons he draws are finally pushing him over the edge. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? I like to think not, but...
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he's taking that drug for spondylitis, and that could be, it does have hallucinatory effects the longer you take it. I forget the name of it. Yeah. But, okay, we're just at the hour. Here we go.
Recorded live.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Eli James here, along with Pastor Greg Howard. And we are at October 27th, 2012, in our continuing study of the Book of Jasher. And since I was not here last week, I attended a Tabernacles feast, which was very good, by the way. I hadn't attended a feast all year, and I didn't want to miss the last one of the year. So it was in Indiana, and I met a lot of old identity friends, and it was... a really great experience. They asked me to say a couple prayers for the children and for the healing of the sick, and I was very pleased to do that. And I just really enjoyed all the sermons and the fellowship. It was just really fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but let's begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Yahweh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Actually, were you still doing the Proverbs?
Yeah, we were. And I'm opening up to them now.
Okay.
We.
And you'll have to catch me up to speed here, where you're at. With the Proverbs.
You just give me 1 second. I'm
okay.
Yeah, we got to chapter 17. We got up to Proverbs 17.
Okay, Proverbs 17. All right. Okay.
And let's see. God, this is looking familiar. Maybe we got up to 18.
Okay.
But this, I don't know. I don't remember reading 17 here. I think this is where we are.
It would be new for me anyway.
Okay.